September 8, 2002. It's the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you. Watt from Pedro Show, September 8th, 2002. Welcome back from Burning Man, Brother Matt edition.
Thank you.
Okay. That was D Boone right there in 1985. Richard Derrick on drums, Crane on bass and singing. It's from that CD Richard Derrick's going to put out next year of stuff D Boone jamming by himself and with Richard and Crane and stuff like that. The song was Everyone Was There. I think it was at some backyard party or something.
You could hear almost everyone there, too.
Yeah, maybe Chuck Sands. All shroomy. And we started with John Coltrane, Feeling Good. Brother Matt?
Yeah, feeling good.
How was your Labor Day?
Labor Day rocked. Went to Burning Man, made the annual trip out to Black Rock. And I think in a lot of ways that it was maybe the best one. You know, everyone's kind of the best one in a lot of ways because they're all so trippy and unique and extreme. But the weather was incredible. So it kind of all trickled down in a good way from there because it never got over 100, I would say. And it never really got under 60, probably.
It's out in the desert in Utah, Wyoming?
No, it's Nevada.
Nevada.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours north of Reno out in the Black Rock Desert, which is one of the flattest places on Earth because it used to be an inland sea.
Ah,
so it drained, and it's the soil's all weird and alkali because of the sea. And so nothing grows there. So it's like this big, flat place with no real food chain. So there's no bugs or anything. Because there's no plants growing. And man, it's like being on another planet. Sunrise after the man burn was so incredible. I took a new drug. That was trippy. yeah, it was a very psychedelic experience. 2CB, have you heard of that?
No.
I heard of it for a while, but I never encountered it, and I encountered it now, and it really was not really too pleasant. I guess there's a couple ways you can do it, and we whiffed it. Man, it was insane. And then it was totally psychedelic. Like, well, most people were getting sick at first. It was just like a whole different type of... like neon sparkles, wiggles coming right out of the air for no reason.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. Sunrise was pretty trippy. So that lasted just a couple hours, I would say. And then I got to bust in the killer sunrise set after the man burn, busting out the belly dancer tunes and stuff. There was some wild art, as always. Probably the most people there, I think. I'd heard there were 30,000 tickets sold, like, before when the gates had opened, like, 30,000 had been sold. So there were probably more than that, maybe 35,000 out there. Place is huge now.
Yeah, I thought you were kind of worried about that they were going to get too merged.
Yeah, like, two years ago, it seemed like Nevada, you know, they're kind of uptight in a lot of ways. With their laws, and they were having kind of a problem having one of the world's biggest parties in their pad, and everyone coming to break all the laws. So they kind of wanted to make a statement, it seemed, a couple years ago, and they did. They really were rousting people. They had their dogs, you know, hassling people at their tents, smelling around and stuff. It was pretty hard to hide out there. And that's kind of the reason to go out there, because it's so far from everybody. You're not going to really bug anybody. And most of the cops seemed like they'd always kind of appreciated Burning Man. You know, they liked the assignment because it was such a freak show. They got to go. You see them taking pictures with naked girls and stuff. And this year, Nevada has their own big police hassles with the marijuana initiative, and they're coming up with the big election and stuff, and the cops made a statement that said they didn't want to waste their time with weed laws if they had to be checking out terrorist stuff. And so they've got a whole bunch of hassles just by speaking the truth and having real opinions. But they seem like they hung back out of the way. They were definitely there. You know, you hear stories about undercover guys with videos and just popping into camps and partying, because that's what people do, is set up their camp to meet people and come on over. It's real interactive. So there were stories about cops popping in with their videos, you know, partying with people and coming back and busting them later. So that's kind of cheesy.
Yeah. But, I would say so.
For the most part, things went real smooth, and those type of incidents were mostly rumors and pretty narrow incidents.
What about the opera, Pepe?
Pepe and the opera crew, they were definitely going full strength. This was the first year I wasn't in the opera camp, so that was neat to change the scenery. We had a great camp going, but they had the theme this year was the floating world. So there were a lot of pirate ships out there cruising the playa, which looked awesome because it's so flat out there, especially at night. It looks a lot like the ocean. And there were some amazing pirate ships and art cars that people made. Huge, like a huge bus, kind of like we got the tall ships going here in Pedro now. There were some tall ships out there cruising the playa like good old
What was
galleons.
The theme of the opera?
The opera, it wasn't like a traditional performance where there'd be 350 naked people dancing around fire. This year they were all on a pirate ship. So it was a smaller crew, I think like 75 to 100. And they were on some ranch up in Santa Barbara for like a month prior. People come from all over the world, Europe and stuff, to be part of this opera, the professional opera people. And they'd been doing all these like throat singing and different workshops and stuff up in Santa Barbara for a month prior to this. Grady, he's got the kakak monkey, like Indonesian monkey chants.
Yeah.
He mastered in this. And now he's setting up these workshops all over the country. So he's down in Atlanta now. He's from CalArts. He's down in Atlanta training all these people to do monkey chants. And so he had all these troops around the playa doing monkey chants all over the place. And the Washoe Bear Clan, the group of does the Naked Tai Chi to the deadly fuzzy fingers of the deadly teddy bear. this is like this whole trippy.
Did the opera have monkey chants?
They had monkey chants definitely going. They had naked chicks being the fish in the sea. And the pirate ship Pepe made was awesome. It was like a pirate ship sitting on the back of this giant fish. So the fish was like the size of a huge flatbed truck type of thing. It was maybe 35 feet long. It had a couple masts with rigging up there where you could have some circus people flipping around in the rigging. boatload of babes just cruising the playa and musicians, awesome musicians.
Playing in the boat.
Yeah, playing in the boat. They had a cool camp set up, so just music was just drifting out awesome all the time. The tuna guys were there again. These guys, tuna fishermen from up on the Oregon coast, they come in every year with tons of tuna fresh off the boat.
Donated
into Burning Man, have their camp set up where they're just queuing up constantly and turning people on to salmon and tuna.
Wow.
An awesome feast. Just go drop them a bottle of wine. It's total gift economy, you know, so you don't need money up there, which is beautiful. You know, you don't need a car, and you're living in a tent, so you don't have keys. So it's really neat being walking around for a week with no keys and no wallet. It's awesome. That's why some people are naked the whole time, because you can be. You don't need pockets. Yeah, you don't need pockets. So there were some incredible art. There were these swimmers somebody set up. You know, it looks like you bury some mannequin-like structure in the dirt, and you got all kinds of weird-looking things like people are in water. But they had these papier-mâché people, like they're Olympic swimmers, kind of, in a circle. And they looked like they're just frozen there swimming in the dirt. But at nighttime, there was a strobe light flashing on these things. And it was just enough to mess your vision up. And these things, you could be like 6 inches away looking at them. And it looked like they were swimming in the dirt. You know, the thing's mouth is open, coming up out of the dirt. It's like totally getting the motion. It was amazing. The stuff that people come up with out there, is just so mind-blowing.
Any lightning bolt machines?
Yeah, yeah. Old Dr. Megavolt was out there with his mutator crew. They had a cool camp. They were going off. That's a pretty amazing setup, having the Tesla coil just firing out the lightning bolts. Yeah, the stuff, you get all these artists of all different types and all these cyber people and cutting-edge engineers of the latest gadgets, and everyone's out there to play like kids, you know, with their latest gadgets and gizmos. And there's some amazing stuff out there. A couple times you think you see UFOs. Maybe they're real, or maybe they're just somebody's toy. Weird flying machines people got.
Wow, around. And they're flying in them?
Yeah, yeah, little like lawnmower motor type gadgets that they're taking on.
Whirly gigs?
Yeah, dudes falling out of the sky, skydivers and stuff. They got their own airport.
Hurt?
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing that more people don't get hurt and killed.
Some did.
Yeah, it says on the tickets, you know, that you could die if you go there, which is definitely easy, but it's amazing that more people don't, because there's a lot of fucked up people. Just having vacation, being out in the desert and cutting loose, having fun, playing with fire. That's a kind of a bad combo.
Yeah.
you know, most people are really responsible and pull it off well. This one dude, he goes up to my friend and says, hey, he's on a pirate ship. Thing's just taking off. And he says, here, watch me do some fireballs. And he grabs his bottle of, like, 191 type of liquor, gulps it,
grain alcohol,
boom, blows out, fireball dribbles down his chin, on his shirt, he's on fire,
ignites
he's
him.
Totally burning, he drops the bottle on the boat, the bottle catches on fire, the boat catches on fire, the dude's on fire, some dude kept it cool and just like poured his beer over his head, you know, next to him, just doused him with his coldie and put the guy out, but he was already pretty toasted quick. And they had to take him out to Reno, fly him out, I guess. And,
matter of fact.
First, second, third degree burns all over his face, arms, chest, I guess. So, yeah, he was the Burning Man for a moment.
Oh. Brave man.
Yeah.
You got to tell me more when we come back.
Yeah.
Here's some Sonics. Watt for Pedro Show.
And sure enough, and yes, I do. Well, I was born in a desert. We ran up from New Orleans. It was a tornado. Sun out in the sky. Steaming Captain Beefheart and his magic band was Sure Enough, and Yes I Do.
Talking about the big legs, mama, now they back and side again. I mean them short fat fannies back and side again. Yeah, have no reason not to drink and be lured by one of them. Size 14, 16, 18, 22, 24 in style again. I mean that big butt cutie back in style again. Can't have no juicy Lucy till you be loved by one of them. Well, mama, papa told me, son, you better shout. Woman that you got, she gonna knock you out. Big leg mama's mighty back in style again. Them big butt cuties back in style again. They ain't had no record loving till you'll be loved by one of them. She gon' rock you, gon' roll you. Man won't try to control you, come on, your big leg, mama, got it back in style again. I mean, them thick thigh helpers back in style again. Have no juice and loose it till you be one. She the kind of woman drink a coffee and a great big cup. She the kind of woman you send all the love and love. Come out your big leg, mama's not a back and side again. I mean them heart-shaped booties back and side again. Yeah, have no real good love and drink you'll be loved by one of them. She will not make you shout, she won't make you beg. But she'll shake her hooters just like a soft ball egg. I'm about to get big leg mama back in style again. I mean them heart-shaped booties back in style again. one of them. Oh, they give me some WD-40. All my springs, my back is made of whalebone. I'm going to make you sing about the Big Leg Mountain. Back in style again. I mean them like big leg, them big leg, them mama.
Watt from Pedro Show. There's some Taj Mahal. Big Legged Mamas are back in style.
Ooh-wee.
That's something from Brother Matt's collection.
Taj rocks.
Before that, we had Captain Beefheart. Something from 1968 on the BBC Top Gear show. Sure Enough and Yes I Do. Before that, Native Americans by Ornette Coleman. We started off with Brave Men Running My Family from the Iridescent 7-inch, 1984 Sonic Youth. You were talking, Brother Matt, about Spinning Fire.
Yeah, Spun Fire. Like, you know how I didn't do it like those Polynesian dudes, Hawaiian dudes, although that was the idea. But my friend Pickle, she lives up in Vancouver zone. She made me some poi, which are what they call those spinner things. And I get the little snap-on thing so I can either spin fire or attach the glow stick attachments for a safer, non-burnable spins. And I did it. I didn't burn myself. It was pretty bitchin'. Fire sounds awesome when you're spinning it by you, doing figure eights and stuff. And I figured, I've been going up there for like 5 or 6 years now, and if I just spun like a few minutes each year, I would probably kind of have an idea how to do it by now, so I'm doing it.
Doing it.
Yeah, it's a trip. Yeah, you soak those things in like lighter fluid and stuff, so they're totally on fire.
You got a Hawaiian boat, you know, the tall ships came in Thursday. Pretty incredible. Tall ships, if you don't know, are ships of big mass. They have sails. And a lot of them have motors and stuff, but they mainly use the sails. And last week in San Francisco, they had the biggest gathering of tall ships in over 100 years.
Wow.
And then about 14 of the boats came down here. One's from Holland, one's from Ukraine, one's from Massachusetts. A lot of them are Cali boats. We just built two here. Last 2 years, I've been watching it be built, the Exe Johnson.
Irvin, so they're Johnson. In action now, huh?
Not the Exe, oh. Just the Irvin. They were jamming to get them done, but... And they're all wood, all handmade. Some of these boats had metal hulls. Some are sailing school. One's from Avalon, the town on Catalina. It's for kids. Ours are built for kids, too, for inner city.
Cool.
Because you got to work the way all that rigging is in sales. You have to work as a team. That's mm-hmm. what teaches cats about working.
Yeah, getting out there with the Mother Nature and getting away from the hood and having to rely on each other. It's a
but
whole
still new... working with each other because the boat won't move with one guy.
Yeah.
You know, there's no button to push and something. Mm-hmm. You have to all... That's why in the old days they had them shanties. Mm-hmm. That's how they coordinated all the moves.
Heave-ho.
Heave-ho.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't get to heave-ho the man anymore. That's one bad thing about progress, because they always had a big, like, tugboat rope type, you know, size of your arm coming off the man. And to pull him up and down, the whole, all the community would have to get out there and give the heave-ho, and everyone would hold the rope and just take a step back. But now with progress, the man, he gets up on his own. They call it Burning Stand instead of Burning Man, kind of as a joke. Because, you know,
he's already up.
Yeah, he's up on a
stand.
They
build him up.
The stand was a lighthouse. Well, they can still drop him down. He's got his own little hoist. But then they'll drop him down to, like, do the neon or the fireworks on him. Because nighttime, he's just glowing. And then when he burns, he's, like, pretty packed with fireworks and stuff. So he's ready to go. But the floating world theme, they made the stand look like a lighthouse. So he's standing up on top of the lighthouse, and it kind of protects the desert because they've got to keep it all cool to get their permits for next year, so they can't be trashing the place. It's leave no trace.
You wouldn't want to anyway.
Yeah. Actually, the desert's cleaner now with Burning Man than it was before because it was full of, like, old junker cars in the desert and refrigerators and big trash.
Where'd
and so,
it come from?
Oh, people.
No one lived out there.
No, so that's why they throw their shit out there.
They drive all that way and just
dump it. So the years had just been collecting stuff, and since Burning Man's been going out there, they're the second largest educators of the Leave No Trace philosophy next to the Boy Scouts. They've really left the desert a lot cleaner. And you can't just start your fires anymore and burn your stuff. You got to, like, do it on a burn platform so that you're not scarring the desert. So it's like burning responsibly.
Oh, great.
So the stand takes the place of all these hay bales that used to just burn all night long like crazy. Now it's all self-contained and kind of neat.
Yeah. Well, at least it didn't merge out. I remember last year you were telling me concerns. Pepe was bumming.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later. I know you spun and stuff, so we got to talk about that experience,
too. Cool.
Here's some stuff from Germany. Totenhosen, Watt from Pedro Show.
Are you ready? little cabaret in a South Texas border town, sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around, and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away from home and putting jewelry in pocket to take the trip to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. Couldn't write or wrangle, and he never cared to make a dime, but give him his guitar and he'd be happy all the time. And all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him don't stop, and hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. Then one day he was gone, and no one ever saw him round. He vanished like the breeze, and they forgot him in the little town. But all the girls still dreamed about him and hung around the cabaret until the doors were locked. And then one day on the hit parade was a little dark-haired boy that played a Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play.
Watt from Pedro Show. Woo-hoo. September 8, 2002 edition. Coming on the end of the first hour. That was the music of the Whirling Dervishes. The tune called Pezrev.
Look at the world.
Yeah. It says here on the jacket, Rumi, the towering figure of Sufism in the 13th century, ended one of his fervent poems with this line, which turned out to be prophetic. Dazed by the marvels of love, our whirling endures.
Rumi rocks.
Yeah. Before that was Johnny Cash, Tennessee Flat Top Box.
Yeah.
Yeah. We started with two things from Germany, Totenhosen, Jürger Engler's Party from their first 7-inch, and Start the Riot by Teenage Atari Riot. Or is it Atari Teenage Riot?
ATR.
Yeah, it's Atari Teenage Riot. By the way, don't play any video games in Greece. It's against the law.
Hardcore.
You can believe that. Let's see. Coming up next, second hour. Watt from Pedro Show, hold tight. September 8, 2002. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Brother Matt?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Were you a little...
Flip-flopping.
Yeah. You just want to light up them four green lights, right?
Yeah.
That was the Ashton brothers, Scotty, Ron, along with Jay Maskus and myself last March. I think it was March, I don't know, 18th?
How was last week?
It says on... Yeah, March 15th, 2002 at UCLA, the All Tomorrow's Party singing, Thurston singing, Stooges, Real Cool Time. Yeah, last week I played with Ashton Brothers and J2, but at Puku Pop 2002 festival in Belgium. And I thought I did much better than the UCLA gig. There was a lot of mud. It was a trip. But we were in a shed, so even though the ground was full of mud and stuff, at least the rain wasn't coming down the people like some of the other stages.
It's a big festival?
Yeah, they have it every year. It's 3 days. We played the third day. It was a lot of flying, Jesus. My whole day going and coming back. But it was an honor to be asked to do that. And like I said, I thought I'd play better. It was much more together. I didn't bring a bass, so they had a Fender waiting for me there, but it was okay. Strat was a little too high. I had to play a little high. Wasn't too fusion. I didn't have to
you had a cool little
strap
one?
On the ponytail.
Huh? Did it get the little one for you?
But like the strap's too short, I couldn't wear the bass low enough.
High wires.
So, yeah, kind of. Not too bad. But the day before, in fact, at the club I played with Jay last year, they let us practice. And they had a Lembic bass for me, and that was really high. It was terrible. So the Fender, it was a late 70s Fender. It was good. We had a... kid who sings for Sparta Jim come and sing No Fun, and he wrote the lyrics on his arms. He didn't know the song that well. He's a very young man. Dove into the pit, did some Iggy kind of thing.
Cheat sheet.
Yeah, we're playing, and I don't hear any more words, so I look down there, and the guy's looking up at me from the crowd. So I did the rest of the spiel. I don't know, it was pretty intense, man. Really loud. Jay and Ron had a couple Marshall Stacks. And Scotty wanted me, his brother next to him for some reason, although Jay and Ron wasn't into it. But so I was way on the outside, which was kind of good because it would have been total brain floss. Kind of was at that UCLA gig to be between them cats so loud.
Man, my ears were ringing after that one gig down there at Disneyland place.
House of Boosh. That was something else, huh? God, he plays loud, huh? Wears earplugs, too. I forgot his new record. I've been playing some songs off it. But next time, it's really good. It's called Free So Free. And Ron, Scott, it was great. I think we might do some more gigs in December, maybe. We'll see.
Cool.
It's really hard for Scotty right now. He's, like, living in his truck. Sad. Really sad. So, Brother Matt, you spun at the Burning Man.
Yeah. It's like, that was a treat. Got a couple killer sunrise sessions in playing the yeah, I was staying with a bunch of DJs that play like Spun Days, and they make money doing it. They're like in on the club scene and stuff. And so it was cool to get to play to them, cause I just come from a whole different direction. That's not really so hip, I guess, as far as like the current stuff, but it comes from like a different, wider span.
You come from so, Pedro.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Pedro style. Here on the Watch from Pedro show.
Spin cycle. Yeah. Thank you very much. Whoa, we got some feedback there, Brother Matt.
Little bonus topper.
Sorry about that. You got to always come down. You need the talk back. But no, like you got the radio. Speaking of radio, your old station, KXLU, I did a benefit for them.
Cool.
Thursday. The fundraiser.
Cool, for the left side.
Yeah, Sacramento Trust was there, and Solid Eye, a bunch of trippy bands, Far Side.
And give a left side salute to you for over 20 years of supporting them.
Yeah, yeah. I debuted a lot of my records. I play them first over the air there. I'm going to do it with this next one.
Cool.
Some guy named Fred runs a station now. Good people. Young, early 20s.
Yeah, that's kind of the way they've always been. Youngsters running the show up there, and it's awesome that the Jesuits let them do their thing. And
let the big flag fly.
Yeah, they do it cool.
Yeah, they had this, and the elevators still don't work most of the time. This guy named Cowboy Nick, he had some band on with one of the cats who played guitar. Construction guy had broken both legs, so he was in a chair, and Cowboy Nick had to carry him up them stairs.
Oh, man.
He's a big man. He's strong.
Yeah, we were there back when the jets were flying in the background.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, thanks for that spin cycle. It was pretty
cool. Thank you.
Ethereal. Ethereal. It's trippy. It's cool. Chill out.
Gross. Yeah, see, I've been hanging out with, like, belly dancers and yoga teachers lately.
Oh. The influence it has upon me. There's some yoga fad in Pedro I pedaled
by. Yeah, there's a few yoga places, and they had the International Belly Dancer Championships down at the Sheraton. People were flying in from everywhere.
Wow. To down Pedro. On 6th Street?
Yeah, that was a trip, so I got a little of that action. That was neat. Extra culture in Pedro.
In Pedro.
Cultural
fortified.
Mecca.
The tall ships. They sail out Tuesday at noon. Take shots of them. There's something with the sails up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. $50 for a ride. I saw them fire off a cannon off the Bill of Rights. Up there with the... They're spread out. A lot of them are by the maritime building, but some are by the fishing boats. You know, right across from the trawlers. Yeah, okay, Watt from Pedro show. Here's some Pukarama. We'll be right back.
Hey!
T-Rex with Explosive Mouth. Before that, the Mommy Heads, Thinking of You. That reminds me of that Mentor song. No, it was the Mommy Heads, Thought of You. The Mentors is Thinking of You and Constantly Jacking. A little different. Maybe not. El Duce, rest in peace. Brother Eldon. And started off with Driller Killer by Pukorama, Dallas band. Texas. Okay. Coming on. Oh, we still got a minute left.
30 seconds now.
Okay, 30 seconds. Of the second hour Watt Pedro show, September 8th, 2002 edition. Early show we had today. We started this one maybe at 9:20 in the morning. Brother Matt, you have some...
Yeah, got some kind of worldly festivities out in Malibu at Frank Lloyd Wright's grandson's pad. He's got some cool little kingdom out there with a giant pond and an amphitheater and...
I thought it was some teacher's aid thing.
Oh, no. This is some kind of party for some cause.
Oh. Well, I hope it's a good cause.
Yeah, I hope so. Or I hope it's a good time at least.
Yeah, good party, right. Okay. Hold tight for hour three. September 8, 2002. Third hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Here's part 9 of the fourth tower of Inverness.
I'm back in my body. There's no fire. What's that? Mannequins. Mannequins of satyr-like creatures. They're made out of paper mache. No web or spider. Nothing but these... mannequins.
Jack, get out of that maze immediately.
Oh, it's little Frida. Where are you?
I'm coming through the Alpha Wave intercom.
Oh. How do I get out of this place?
There's a trap door 3 feet behind you. It's covered with sod, but you'll be able to see the rain. That's it. Just pull. It's heavy, all right. You still have your torch, so you'll be able to see. You're now inside the same underground passage we've used before. It'll take you to the house, and you'll be back inside the walls again. Any door that leads out should take you to the interior of the house. Any further questions?
You don't think there's anyone besides me in this tube, do you?
It's clear. I checked it out.
Well, how did you check it out?
I mean, I know it's perfectly safe. You'll be all right now.
Well, I hope so. Let's see. There's a turn up ahead here. Ah, home at last. I can see why the Madonna Vampira enjoys living inside these walls. Though it's kind of narrow, there's an attraction to the surreal quality of living in endless hallways. She has it fixed up nicely, too. Ah, there's a door. Well, maybe I'll continue on. I might meet the good Madonna and share a glass of port. That'd settle me just fine. I've never been in this part before. What beautiful paintings. The frames look like that elaborate Rococo stuff. What an odd time that must have been.
So you're sure?
Someone's talking. Let's see, there aren't any doors here. I'll go a little further.
Certain that he took it all right.
Perfectly. Superbly. Just as the creature fastened its claws about him, he projected himself back to his body. Just like that.
New after effect.
Perfect. Landed square in his body. I'd never seen a better return.
Hey, what is this?
So, he was able to solve it himself.
Superbly done. No coaching whatever.
The missing link is strong, Dr. Mazzola.
Incredibly strong.
We will succeed.
Have you ever doubted?
Well, When he first arrived, I took one look at him and realized just how little work he has accomplished.
It was dormant, but now it is awakening.
And Jack, have you gotten hung up somewhere?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I guess I passed the first door, and I was looking at the paintings and the frames, and...
Can you hurry, please?
Okay, sure, I'm hurrying as quickly as I can. I don't know what's going on here.
That's for sure.
And another thing, Dr. Mazzulla, you must provide some sort of power supply for the Alpha Wave intercom.
Whatever you say, I'll attach some dummy batteries at the main control panel.
Main control panel. I will admit, Dr. Mazzulla, you are a very clever alchemist.
I'll drink to that.
Don't forget now. It may be a bit much for him at this stage if he should realize that the intercom has no power source except his own mind.
Jack Flanders has returned from the horrors of the maze through the underground passageway that runs beneath the maze and into the inside walls of the mansion. As we join Jack, he finds a doorway and is about to step out of the walls into the inner rooms of the mansion when he hears the faint sound of a harpsichord. He changes his mind and continues down the narrow passageway inside the walls. He passes an occasional piece of furniture, mirrors with heavy gold leaf Baroque Rococo frames, and paintings of royal dandies and ladies captured and frozen in paint forever, damned to hang there and smile and stare at nothing but the back of an opposite wall. This is the world of the Madonna Vampira, who lives within the walls of Inverness.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind which one you are. I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you.
You judge my paintings most unjustly.
Oh, they're all right.
Oh, they're all right. Do you have any taste at all, Mr. Flanders?
Well, Miss Madonna Vampira, I would say I have lots. It's just that, well, this one, for example. I mean, look at her.
You think there never was a person who looked like that?
Not possibly. Well, no one can wear a mask like that without falling over with the weight of the thing.
What if I told you that that painting is of me?
Bull.
It is.
Double bull.
I understand why you say that.
Well, sure, she's about 15 years older than you are, and there's nothing about her that even faintly resembles you. Well, maybe there's some... Hey, you aren't hypnotizing me or anything, right?
Right. No spells.
Well, it's just that the eyes... They aren't as dark as yours, but... Oh, yeah, how did I miss that? Wow. Sure, there's a resemblance. Hey, was she some royal relative from way back?
No, that was me.
Was you?
You aren't afraid to die, are you, Mr. Flanders?
I don't know. Being around this place has kept me so busy avoiding being killed that I haven't had much time to think about it.
Dying is such a natural thing. It's as natural as being born. As natural as going to the toilet.
Well, you can't get much more natural than that.
Naturally.
Do. Most of all, I want your wild embrace.
Over here is another painting of me.
When was that done?
1740.
Oh. Was that a good year?
Not really. And here's one of my favorites.
When was that one done?
1831.
How did you grow such a big beard?
I was a sea captain.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the right thing to do.
And over here I was, as you said, a dandy. I recited poetry and led a most charming, rich life.
What's that vintage?
16-something. I've never gotten the date of the portrait exact.
Looks like you've been around for a long time.
So have you.
Well, not quite that long.
Longer.
No, it's odd, but you don't look that old.
I keep being reborn.
Oh, I see. In other words, you believe in all that hocus-pocus.
Don't you? I mean, deep down, don't you?
Oh, what?
Deep down, no. Hey, this one's familiar.
It's Lord Jowls.
You weren't him, too, were you?
Lady Jowls gave me the painting.
Did you know him?
Lord Jowls was the last of the Renaissance men. He could paint, recite poetry, compose music. He was an adventurer, a very complete man.
Where did he make his mistake? Well, he disappeared.
He chose to disappear.
Forever and ever?
You seem to know more about this than... I'm surprised.
He was supposed to return.
My, my, my. For such a dull, conservative person, you do have flashes of brightness.
Where did Lord Jowls go, and why didn't he return?
No one knows why he didn't return. Maybe he liked it there.
Jack?
Yes, little Frida?
After dinner, we are going to present a play.
Oh, okay. Is it time for dinner?
Just about. You can find your way out of there, all right?
Yep.
Okie dokie. Bye.
That anemic little midget.
I wonder what the play's about.
Oh, you'll love it, I'm certain. Little Frida set it up especially for you. It's her first play.
How did you come to know all this?
You forget. I live in the walls. I hear everything.
Well, that's true. What's the play about?
It's about you.
Me? Well, how's that?
I can't reveal the exciting ending. But the beginning is entitled The Great and Vainglorious Past Lives of Jack Flanders, Here and Now.
Past lives? Mine? Me? Bull.
Stick around. You'll see.
Where do you come from? Tell me who you are. Do you come from another world, or from some distant star? Where do you come from?
made a big mistake. So just you fucking wait. Blood on the walls. 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 Blood on the walls.
Watt from Pedro Show. That's Subado. As the world dies, the eyes of God grow bigger. From their Subado 3 record. Scared Stiff from the Wipers before that. And started with part 9 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness. Jack Flanders and his adventure. In the early 70s. Brother Matt, we were talking about yoga.
Yeah.
You're involved with yoga.
Well, I just been playing the tunes for people who are involved in yoga mostly.
So you're watching people do yoga and motivating them with rhythms and notes.
Yeah, so hopefully we got some little video coming out that it'll cross, like, being a instruction video, like, put some killer graphics in there. It'll be like a music video as well. And I'm thinking if we can get her naked, it'd be like a, like, erotic video also. So try to cover as many bases as possible.
Kundalini.
And old Robert up in his video distribution place. He's all ready to distribute the thing, so we just gotta get it made.
Down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. He's been helping Al Jackson. They sold a bunch.
And what's it called? What kind of yoga is this?
This is like a kind of a hybrid of yoga and dance stretching stuff. So I guess ideally it would work out to be some new trend of fitness type of a thing, like a Pilates or a Tai Bo.
Yeah, I was asking you about Pilates.
Tai Bo. I think I'm probably the wrong dude to ask about some of these fitness trends, but
I looked it up on the web. I guess it was some cat's name.
Oh,
some guy named
so
Pilates.
That makes sense.
But I don't really know what it is.
Like combining aerobics and martial arts or...
Because yoga is basically stretching. And
yeah,
learning
breathing,
how to relax.
Breathing.
Getting the mind
calm
and
the body.
Yeah, a
few different schools of thought, too, for different purposes. Some are more...
Breathing.
Yeah, some are more energetic than others.
Yeah, if you're doing aerobics. and then there's... And someone was telling me... Who was it? Kundalini.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I just saw...
But maybe. You got a thing there?
Yeah.
Is that what I saw?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, things get in my head...
Nice turban.
Sometimes I think it's being said to me, but maybe I saw this. Okay.
Yeah, it's just
I know about Kundalini from Perry, and he said it was some kind of energy from sexual.
I think it sure can be.
Or can be? I'm very ignorant, but I'm curious, and I hope this thing goes well for you.
You got a great video you can watch. Thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Yeah,
what
it'll have
of
at least
sounds?
Cool
you
tunes.
Put fast ones?
Well,
slow
well,
ones?
I always tend to go a little faster, so I keep having to downshift because I think traditionally it's not really a fast moving type of a thing. So we're like making this 21st century hybrid, I guess.
Yeah, I on last tour when I was playing between New York City, no. Between the Brooklyn gig and Hoboken gig, these ladies, Mara and Hilken, were doing this thing called punk rock aerobics.
Oh, cool.
And they wouldn't let me play Bad Brains or Fast. It was all kind of older, mid-70s, slower.
Kind of like the old Better Size classes.
Yeah, well, they didn't want people having a heart attack. I wanted to play some Who Should Do and Minor Threat and really whale them.
Cool.
It was a trip.
Yeah,
people using their body, you know, this idea with me pedaling. But, you know, as far as the mind goes and sounds, also safety. I don't pedal with headphones on. It's kind of dangerous for one thing because the asshole is driving. But yeah. There's not a lot of sound with pedaling, so in tune, it's helped me.
So as you get the head working, though, out there pedaling, though, since there's no sounds interfering, huh?
Yeah, there's the birds, there's the ocean, that kind of thing. The people walking with the headphones on, very dangerous. They don't know you're coming.
Yeah, stepping out.
Jinging on the bell, yeah. They're getting that path done here on Paseo del
Mar.
Yeah,
they're totally changing it, that whole stretch there. Been the same forever.
That's wild.
It's hardcore kind of sad seeing it.
As long as they don't go promenade.
Yeah.
They don't need any of that crap.
Marina del Pedro. Look.
Right. We don't need that. They did it in Hermosa with Pier.
Yeah, chic
it out. Santa Monica. It's crap.
Yeah, got it all chic.
It's garbage.
But Portugal's kind of looking shabby, though. Got to kind of tune it up. But they should just let the prices go down, let the artists get in there and do some cool stuff.
That would be great.
Instead of keeping it under
bring
the
in
wraps.
The multiplex and all that crap.
Yeah.
Starbucks.
Yeah.
So I was reading something about Manhattan and New York City. The good thing about Starbucks is they got heads that are free to the public. Because it's always, if you have to piss in that town, it's always a nightmare. And maybe they just took it up to the urns. Just give it a fancy name.
Wondered about that at ball games
people
sometimes.
And it's diuretic anyway. Maybe right after they down the whatever, Lottie.
Keep the system going.
It gets right back into the next cat. Just put in some brown color or make it more brown.
The water treatment center.
All right. Have you heard Pete Townsend, you know, he wrote the songs for The Who, and he would make these demos and of him playing everything. And then he'd show them to Roger and Entwistle and Mooney. So here's one right now. Watt from Pedro Show.
Second chance to make a first impression. sloppy riding a second wave of fame. Slap your second, take a ticket and go stand in line. Till they call your name.
Second, if it's working for you in the first place, in the first place, second is where you wanna be.
Thank you.
reflection whispers in my ear. Love songs of crystal lattice and exquisite tears. A rainfall on acres of poppy fields. The flow down gutters made of cold pressed steel. And a voice whispers, are you good enough? So I ask myself, am I good enough? And a breeze drifts by saying I'm not good enough. So I tell myself, don't measure up, I don't measure up.
Watt from Pedro Show, that's Kel Johansson. Good enough from his solo EP. Before that, Sloppy Seconds by George Clinton, P-Funk All-Stars, special guests Bernie Worrell and Bootsy Collins. Started with Pete Townsend's demo of Pictures of Lily.
Speaking of the funk.
Of the funk. Here we are. Two-thirds of the way through the last hour, September 8, 2002, version of Watt from Pedro Show with Brother Matt here. post Burning Man.
Yeah. I'm not bummed either, you know, because it's like a generally depressing time now after you get back. But I just kind of restructured my whole year to make that like New Year's kind of, you know. So I'm out there, got a little vacation, cut loose, go nuts, come back all refreshed and rejuvenated, ready to kick ass on a new year.
Yeah. Yeah, this is trippy time for me. Usually I'm on tour, but I'm not going to tour this fall. I'm going to wait till spring with the new Second Man record. And because this last tour just went too far in the summer.
Yeah, you power. That was the biggest one ever? Biggest tour?
No, I did a Fire Hose one that was 71 gigs in 73 days.
Yeah.
93. It's called 48 State Coup Debate. We did all the states except Hawaii and Alaska. And a couple Canadian provinces. That was a hell ride. 56 gigs in a row. This one was 61 gigs in 62 days. And there was a lot in a row. Maybe 53 years.
Damn.
But I was also a younger man then. I was still in my 30s.
Yes.
But I did it. I did it. We did it. Both Second Man, first 5 weeks, Pete Maisich, Jerry Trebtich, and then Jerry again with Tom Watson, last 4 weeks, Tom and Terry show. Good men.
Yeah, digging the organ sound.
Oh, yeah, you saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
In Pedro.
Yeah.
For the elders.
He's a killer screamer, too.
Yeah. He's great. He's got also a good singing voice, too.
Mm.
His wife came up and sang with us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they've had this wedding band for years. Okay, here's some Anchorman, Watt for Pedro show.
Everywhere, dying happy hand in hand. Why don't we take a stand?
To love a nightmare.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Great, sir.
Thanks.
What do you think of the crowd?
Huh? I'm pretty good, I guess. Yeah. I got hurt.
Right.
Well, look, just give me your name.
D. Boone, I play the guitar and sing.
Okay, and,
Oh, Mike Watt plays the bass, and George Hervey plays the drums.
Okay, just give me a little rundown on influences, musical influences.
Wire, the pop group, Captain Beefheart, Gang of Four, Sex Pistols, Clash, Jazz.
Really, Captain Beefheart, or the whole career? Or?
Yeah. There's some jazz, well, the drummer likes jazz a lot, and I like a lot of, you know, I like a lot of stuff, you know, from heavy metal to country western, some of it, not all of it, some of it's real bad, you know.
Some of what?
Country western is.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's like commercial music and everything, you know, there's good heavy metal bands, and then there's commercial heavy metal bands, and there's good punk bands, and there's commercial punk bands, you know. I just don't like commercial stuff. Very.
Okay, I saw and heard about the U.S. out of Central America.
Yeah.
Okay, are y'all affiliated with any organization, social, or political?
I am.
You are?
It's called USACA, United States out of Central America. It's pretty much just a bunch of lobbyists who go to a bunch of democratic organizations to get senators and congressmen to not give aid to the Contras in Honduras and El Salvador and, you know, places like that. That's pretty much what they do, you know. They publish books that have come out of Central America. They try to get films and programs in schools so people can see what's going on in Central America. It's pretty much of an awareness, you know. I mean, all this shit of the communists coming up from Latin America is a bunch of bullshit.
Is it primarily one political organization? What I'm trying to say, is it Marxist, anarchist, Democrat, or is it just sort of
nonpartisan? It's just, you know, I mean, well, just personally, I'm a registered Democrat. I'm in it. Okay, I'm a Democrat. My girlfriend's a Democrat. She's in it. You know, there's some people who are Marxist, you know, thinking type people, but, you know, it's not a, you know, we're not bombing anybody or anything like that. It's just using the system, you know, our congressional powers to stop what's going on. It's been going on since, you know, the 30s, the 80s, before that.
I know you don't want to speak for all the members, but could you possibly tell me if they would consider themselves, not label themselves, but consider themselves socialists, Democrats, you know,
well,
whatever.
What I would say is a Democrat. George, he doesn't have anything to say.
Apophis.
Yeah, pretty much. Beer drinker. Party dude.
Hey, man, you ever listen to a really shitty recording? No, I mean, it was
still a good life.
What?
I'm glad you're having fun. All right. I hope you're listening
to it. I'm trying to get an interview done here.
From being born in California.
What is it?
You're kind of promoting aggression out here on the downside.
I'm not promoting aggression at all.
Do you think this is wrong? Slide down.
Kids can do whatever they want. It's a free country, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to fucking play army out on the field, shooting my friends, right? Do you think that's aggression?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I think this is a lot cleaner and more wholesome.
Do you think it kind of gets it out there, or it's
against
people's...
Well, you know, how these, you know, like here tonight, a lot of people are kids, but we play a lot of over 21 clubs, but we have no kids, you know, and they don't slam dance. You know,
it's mostly a high school thing.
What tonight?
Well,
in high school, it's
no, I know the audience was, but I'm saying, do you think slam dancing is?
Well, I don't know what slam dancing is. You know, it's kind of, you know, I used to go see, like, a class.
A political song from Michael Jackson, man. What happened? It's a great song.
Oh, well. We have a lot of songs.
We got that one, man. That's fucking good.
Y'all doing a Michael Jackson cover?
No. We have a song called, a political song from Michael Jackson.
That's a great tune, man. I wish you
Well, you guys didn't do nothing off the Paranoid Times single, did you?
You know, we did.
I know what you mean about, you know, that, you know, the aggression that goes on out there, but that's just something, you know, I mean, we're playing rock and roll, okay? And when I was young, I used to go see these heavy metal bands, and it was always fights, always. You know, whenever you get a group of people or whatever, there's always going to be problems, because especially when they're all getting fucked up and they're all scamming on each other's girls. Right? It's all over. It's all over, you know? That's, you know, it's something you can't handle. These kids, you know, slam dancing stuff, you know, it's become a trend. You know, we used to pogo, right? And we used to bump into each other, you know, not, you know, kind of bump around, you know. But all of a sudden, these suburb kids start getting into the thing, right? Yeah. We're not pogoing, but these kids started like throwing their fists and stuff. Get away from me, son, you know. But, you know, I don't really go to big punk rock anymore. If I do, I just kick back in the back. But I don't have to get involved with it. I can still have a good time. You know, usually the venue is smaller. That's the reason why I like going to the show.
But the least I could do is
the energy is violence.
I don't know. It's kind of like it's bad. A lot of it has to do with just people anticipating. You know? It's punk rock. We're gonna do it. You know. I mean, a lot of our shows, you know, slam dancing doesn't happen in a lot of our shows. You know, on tour it does, because we go to these towns that have never seen us before, and they label us a hardcore punk rock band.
We're promoting this as a slam.
Yeah, you see, there you go. You see, so the kids are coming anticipating that. But, and for one thing, you know, I'm like, well, the Husker Du will come out and they'll say it's wrong and it shouldn't be done in the snap. But I mean, I really can't tell anybody what to do or not to do. I mean, should they paid money to come in, they should be able to do whatever they want.
What?
Except kill people. You know,
not hurt.
I mean, they shouldn't do
not
that.
Not push Mike in my teeth. What, the kids?
We talked about how we preach on nonviolence in Central America, and then we play these games. It's kind of contradictory on the surface, but it's really not. It's not like
I saw you dancing, you dug it.
Yeah, oh yeah, shit.
Okay, we're running over a little bit, but I just couldn't cut D. Boone off.
I cut you off, though.
Well, yeah, that idiot bass player started going off and bogarting into D. Boone's spiel there. I don't know why I did that. Anyway, that's from the band Could Be Your Life. Before that, Jack Bruce, Pieces 8, the least fusion-sounding thing off his new record. And start off with Anchorman, Scorpio Lover Rising. That's it for third and final hour of Watt for Pedro Show, September 8, 2002 edition. Brother Matt, thank you much.
Thank you.
Okay. See you next time. Keep your powder dry.